Former DNR Commissioner John Shively served as the CEO of the Pebble Limited Partnership up until last year when he was tapped to be the partnership's chairman of the board. He rolled out some familiar figures during Monday's presentation, including that the Pebble Mine project could result in up to 4,000 direct and indirect jobs during construction and up to 2,000 jobs during mine operations. He claims 1,000 jobs would be based at the mine site.
It will have an impact on the economy. We'll spend over $400 million a year during the 4 to 5 years of construction, and at least in the first 25 years, probably over $1 billion a year in the Alaska economy just to operate this mine.
One of the biggest challenges facing Shively and others pushing development of the massive pebble deposit north of Lake Iliamna is the belief by many that a huge mine would negatively impact the massive commercial fishery in Bristol Bay. That's the backbone of the local economy. Some recent analysis puts the yearly impact of the fishery to the worldwide economy at $1.5 billion. Shively acknowledges the importance of the fishery, but he says the economic impact of the fishery is changing.
When you look at the impact on what it does locally, it has changed. When limited entry went in, over 80% of the limited entry permits, both DriftNet and SetNet, were owned by people that lived in the region. Now, as you can see, DriftNet, which is generally the people that make more money, 59% of them are owned by people that don't live in the state. The SetNet permit, it's about one-third local, one-third other Alaskan, and one-third outside.
Shively and many other Pebble Mine supporters are asking for the chance to send the project to permitting because they believe the mine and the salmon fishery in Bristol Bay can coexist.
If I believed, as our opposition does, that we would do the damage to the fishery that people have said we would do, I wouldn't be sitting here in front of you today. And I didn't know whether we would do that or not when I first took the job, and I told both Anglo-American and Northern Dynasty that. But I've been there almost 6 years. I do know we can build this prospect without damaging the fishery in the way people have said. I also know that if we were going to do that kind of damage, we'd never get through the permitting process.
For years, the developers of the proposed Pebble Mine have been saying that they would soon be releasing a mine plan and filing for the permits that would start the NEPA permitting process. That process, which would include an environmental impact statement, would include both federal and state agencies. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources was represented at Monday's hearing by Deputy Commissioner Ed Fogles.
No one agency can alone permit a large mine project. We keep hearing that somehow DNR is going to magically permit a mine like Pebble. Can't happen. The denial of any one permit by any major permit by any state or federal agency can effectively kill a project. All of these many agencies have to work together, and all of these experts have to agree that these permits would be issuable for a particular mine. It's a big job.
The prospect of moving the Pebble Mine through permitting and into development is very much in danger for a couple of reasons. One reason is that the major partner, Anglo-American, pulled out of the partnership. The other reason is that the EPA has stepped in and started the process to use its 404C veto authority under the Clean Water Act to stop the issuance of wetland dredge and fill permits that would be essential for the project to move forward. Shively reiterated an earlier claim that the process used by the EPA was flawed.
You know, we have evidence now as a result of documents that we received through Freedom of Information Act request. You know, they've always said this started when they got the petition from the tribes in Southwest Alaska in May of 2010. We have evidence that this whole thing started in 2008, was driven by somebody I think you know pretty well, Phil North, Lisa Jackson, the administrator of EPA, was briefed on this in January of 2010, 5 months before they got the petition. In the briefing that she got, there was talk about the use of preemptive veto as a tool for sort of zoning that EPA could do.
In late February, the EPA formally started the process to use its Section 404C authority on the Pebble Mine. That includes a consultation period between the agency, the state of Alaska, and the Pebble Limited Partnership. That consultation period was scheduled to end in mid-March, but has been extended through April the 29th. Monday's presentation was part of a special hearing of the Senate Resources Committee focused on the opportunities for resource development in rural Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.